USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Days after Hurricane Ian swept through central Florida, communities are facing sewage concerns and rising floodwaters as the National Weather Service warns it will continue well into the week. As rescue efforts continue across the state, at this hour, 633,000 Floridian homes are without power. The Carolinas did see loss of water when Ian made landfall for a second time on Friday. The storm caused a middle section of the Cherry Grove Pier in North Myrtle Beach to collapse, and parts of the Apache Pier and Second Avenue Pier collapsed as well. Just over 2,000 homes in the Carolinas are without power this hour. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell assessing Florida's disaster on Fox News.
All disasters, they start and end at the local level. And so for me to be able to make sure we're providing the assistance they need, I need to hear from them and see for myself. And I was able to do that over the last 2 days, working with the governor, traveling with the governor to assess the impacts and hear from people.
Ukraine President Zelensky announced on Sunday his military forces had retaken full control of the strategically important eastern city of Lyman. The invader, Russian President Vladimir Putin, proclaimed the area would belong to his country forever and represents a symbolic victory for Kyiv. As the world struggles for energy, OPEC is set to debate Wednesday its most drastic reduction of oil production since the pandemic in order to prop up prices. OPEC is considering a cut of more than 1 million barrels a day. Police fired tear gas at an Indonesian soccer match to quell rioting fans. The plan was a complete failure, as roughly 174 souls lost their lives, most of whom were trampled and suffocated, making it one of the deadliest sports events in the world ever. It should be noted, police use of tear gas is banned at soccer stadiums by FIFA, the soccer governing body. USA Radio News.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
Authorities in Denmark announced both the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines have stopped leaking. Undersea blasts that damaged the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines this week have led to huge methane leaks. Nordic investigators said the blasts have involved several hundred pounds of explosives. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday accused the West of sabotaging the Russian-built pipelines, a charge that was denied by the United States and her allies. Hurricane Ian was a tremendous blow to the people of Florida and the Carolinas, who are already suffering from the economy and the lasting effects of the COVID pandemic. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina on Newsmax over the weekend.
It's a historic, tragic event. Luckily, South Carolina has fared pretty well. It hit yesterday at about 2 o'clock p.m. in Georgetown, which is about 60 miles northeast of Charleston. The flooding was pretty rampant. We were up to 200,000 people without power. I think it's down to about 60 something now. But it's going to leave a negative mark on particularly the crops. The two main industries in South Carolina which are hit hard with this are the tourism and then the farming. We've got over 25,000 farms. Our products are corn and soybeans and cotton. And time will tell the damage that'll be done to that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.